Space Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down like
this? This is Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
On this episode, we talk about LC and Jason being donezo. We talk about LC and her work, Heidi getting promoted, and we welcome Spencer the God. Hello and welcome to the Coming Clean Podcast. It is episode 46, Beef in the Streets. Beef.
Smells like beef. Smells like beef.
If you didn't know, which would be weird because you downloaded this, this is the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach. But now we are talking all about The Hills. As always, with you is the president of the Lonely Girl 15 fan club, a.k.a. the boy who chugs LaCroix, but only the citrus kinds because the rest is like fruit farts. But coconut's fine. Mango's actually not too bad either. I think I'm coming around to the fruit ones. A.k.a. the writer of Sins, Not Tragedies, a.k.a. Lin-Manuel Miranda Cosgrove. So get your pair of phones ready. A.K.A. the Fallout Man. So ladies, watch out because I'm known to drop a heart, break a name. But don't worry, I'm very nice. But you know me best as the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty. And with me as always, the man with a face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read. A.K.A. Baby Shiloh and Baby Beast, Baby Boy, Baby Surrey's.
Don't offend my baby.
Sorry. Baby Shiloh and Baby Surrey's biological father, a.k.a. Sammy California, a.k.a. Helen of Troy Bolton, so get your head in the game, a.k.a. Well, not a.k.a., but he is larger than life, a.k.a. the Backstreet Man. Don't call him T-Mobile because he ain't my sidekick. It's Mr. Visually Rewarding. It's Sam.
Yes, standing as your equal. It's a welcome to be here.
Yes, welcome to be here indeed. It is Friday. It is season two of The Hills. I was going to say it's quicker than I expected, but I'm guessing The Hills are all 12-episode seasons, so not too bad.
No, I think just that now it's one continuous. We're not getting like necessarily like a new cast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So true. It feels more continuous rather than... I think after season four of The Hills, when we kind of swap out LC for Kristen. So right. As of right now, it doesn't feel like it's a whole new series.
True. But before we get to that, we got to get to some headlines.
The Hills headlines.
Anything happening with the gang from The Hills?
Well, first of all, we've got the savior of Snapchat. The baby that will take down Baby Assad, Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag finally had their child, Gunner Stone Pratt.
Welcome to the world, Baby Spidey.
Gunner, you lost it for us.
Oh, you never reminded exactly. You never reminded me to get those.
Yeah, I'm doing my own drops today.
Oh, all right.
Don't worry about that.
Okay. All right, so new baby in town.
I think that's it. I think we're done with Hills babies for a little while.
Nice. I wonder
Lisa
if...
Love is having kids.
I wonder if the baby Spidey's already beefing with the crew or with LC.
Not what I've seen yet. I don't think they've shown a picture of the baby yet. So I'm assuming they're trying to get the best pay out of that, like most celebrities would do.
Yes. Well, it'll be an interesting next few years to see, you know, What happens? Or you think they're gonna get a People magazine spread like LC did? They have to, or else they'll be pissed.
Because he does, or like an OK magazine or something like that.
Right.
I don't know if they get the People.
Good Housekeeping. I feel
like the People is pretty. Yeah. If they were in Good Housekeeping. Oh my god.
That's where amazing. Whitney's would go.
Or like AARP or something.
Mad Magazine.
Yeah. Well, speaking of AARP and Mad Magazine, Audrina actually, during her divorce in the coming months, she's actually recently been seen with our boy, Justin Bobby.
Whoa. Rekindling that fire?
Yeah. I didn't read the full article of BuzzFeed, so I don't know really what went down, but it seems like they were seen together.
No. Well, shouts to them. That would be interesting.
Maybe that one-man band turns into a two-man band.
Three, with the baby.
A little Partridge Family action.
Yeah.
Some Partridge Family covers.
It's a lot of peas. A lot of things happening with the crew. Everyone's going to be busy as parents, but, you know, we're going to keep the legacy going here of the Hills. But before we get into today's episode, today's beefy episode, we just finished end of an era a little bit. Well, end of a season. Siesta Key just wrapped up season one. So if people have not watched it, confirmed, worth a watch. And, you know, when you go back to MTV.com and go watch it back, go and listen to our reactions and see how we felt real time. Anything to add?
Yep.
All right. Insightful.
Totally. It's a nice little jump from more of a, like, our planned episodes, even though these episodes never sound that planned. But it's fun. Like, get on Siesta Key. There's a season two. You can easily catch up. They're only 30 minutes. And
no, they're an hour, dude.
Well, the episodes are an hour. Our episodes are only episodes
30 minutes. Yeah. True.
But really easy to get caught up on and ride the wave with us.
All right. And, you know, we rode waves. Now let's head for the hills.
The Hills Highlights.
All right, we are calling this episode Beef in the Streets, an ode to Spencer the God. But what is the actual episode for those watching along with us? Season 2, Episode 1.
Out with the Old.
All right, let's start off. I know it's tradition around here to start happy, but let's get this one out of the way because it turned into not as big of a story as I had expected it the way they set it up. But LC and Jason, dunzo.
Yeah, it seems like from what we could gather that they were dunzo pretty early into the summer. Yes. And Elsie, as she said, she didn't want to cry every day anymore, which I can only imagine. And I guess they were fighting about the same stuff over and over again. So
right.
Glad that they ended it. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily good for Elsie's career, but it still seems like they're pretty amicable. They just know that they can't be around each other at this moment.
It seemed like Jason was a lot happier when she was dropping off his stuff. He seemed a little too happy.
I can't figure out, like, I don't know if maybe he was like
trying to lighten
not,
the mood,
like, yeah, or like not, or realizing that it wasn't that serious, because he was still trying to be like, oh, I can't like not see you,
right,
thinking that like it's just like a one-time thing,
right,
not realizing how serious it probably is. We don't know if he's going to come back. I kind of forget how that goes. But as of right now, he's gone.
Yeah,
Jason's out of our lives.
I'm surprised, especially as we sort of had that link between Laguna and the Hills. The way they started seemed like, you know, Elsie was just having fun. And then she turned out, I don't know, it turned very serious very fast.
In the episode or the seasons?
Just the relationship in general.
Oh, yeah. It started just going really downhill. I feel like the summer was the last straw of trying to piece everything together from season one.
Right. But even...
It fell apart.
But even how serious LC took the relationship, considering they just seemed like they were hooking up when we were still in Laguna.
Oh, okay.
And then they broke up, and then now it's like they're... I don't know. He was seeing, like, a really big future, but did not work out because there's several seasons of the show to go.
Nope. But I do like to say that it seems like Jason was able to get some new towels.
Hey, towels are underrated. Like a fresh set of towels, underrated.
And especially if you get them for free.
Yeah. I've been rocking my same towel since freshman year, so.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna get you some new towels.
About
man.
10 years. No, when I got my hands on some new towels when I made my big move, I was like, "Wow, fabric softener ain't working on this, man."
Like this is a genius thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No further comment on the towels. So LC Jason Dunzo, LC, not quite moving on just yet, and her work situation not helping either. Because Lisa Love, you know, just made it a point to rub it in her face.
Yeah, well, before we get to that, because I have some thoughts on Lisa.
Okay.
That Heidi came in was, like, strutting. Like, I felt like, maybe not on purpose, but, like, Elsie's, like, just trying to check her email, like, see what she missed.
Whitney?
Whitney comes in, and Whitney's like, oh, yeah, I was just in Paris. Like, right. This is my photo shoot. And like stuff like that, which is like normal stuff, but that's the thing. So I was trying to realize is like they probably like they had cell phones, but I feel like back in the day it's like hard to call internationally.
Yeah, and I was gonna say this was,
and like you guys were friends, like why didn't you like text or
right? And call, this was but... like it's not like there was Facebook available. I think 07 mm-hmm. was just starting to blow up, and considering that they're semi-celebrities, they probably don't have Facebooks.
Well, do you think Elsie's still using her Fitem email for Facebook? I'm still using my college.
I mean, I do too, because I don't know how to change it, and then I don't get the email, so I don't get spam, so I'm cool with it. But, yeah. I mean, I can't blame Whitney. I would have been excited coming back too.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I'm not blaming like, Whitney.
Thanks,
I just
LC,
think
for being a dumbass and not taking the internship,
skyrocketing my career.
Yeah.
And then also that was kind of funny that like LC was like, "Oh, have you seen Lisa yet?" And Whitney was like, "Oh yeah, I just briefly talked to her. Like she's already like best friends or like coming in with Lisa and like already chatting with her and stuff like that." But yeah, then they get called into the office. Whitney's getting glowing reviews, already setting it up for next year. Smart move.
Yep.
Be like a year away. Yeah, I'm available for Paris again. Mm-hmm. You know, got to get in early.
Yep.
And then, yeah, we had Lisa, who is a savage. She holds nothing back, completely blew up LC, and conveniently dubbed her the girl that didn't go to Paris.
Yeah, and then... you know, right after saying that, hey, you just threw your career down the drain, she followed it right up with, hey, how'd that choice work out for you, buddy?
Yeah, did it work out with your boyfriend? Even though she probably well and good know, like, Lisa knew.
Oh, yeah.
That it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, I'm just going to dig this knife in deeper.
Yeah, because even if she didn't know directly from LC, then I'm sure... like the first conversation she had with Whitney, because Whitney knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Whitney probably was like, please don't say anything. Like, it's not good. And then she's like, yep, I got it.
The way she phrased the question, too, was like, you know, she was in. It had some mustard
some
behind
spice.
It. So, how did that work out for you?
Yeah. It was definitely like a working lesson. Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, don't ever do that again.
Yeah. Hey, that's why. Who did I hear this from? Might have heard it from the Bodega Boys podcast. You got to keep chasing that paper because paper don't go anywhere. Jinx do. Okay, so I think we've, you know, Elsie's dead and buried so far right now. Whitney getting promoted, getting the nod. She seems like she's finally enjoying her job, finally living up to her expectations.
Oh, Heidi, yeah.
Heidi, did I say Whitney? My bad.
Sorry. Yeah, we're both all over the place. But yeah, Heidi, still, I mean, held out, still going strong. What is she, like 6 months on the job?
Yeah.
but finally getting to what she thought she always kind of did. She's got used to the door life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not always parting, but at least she can still be involved, go inside.
Right.
And it seems like she's excelling. Brent really likes her.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's progressed from the door. Now she got the list. Show them to their tables.
Yeah, she's playing hostess.
Yeah, so is the promotion level for like that kind of job? It's like the further in you are, it's like the closer you are to the middle of the venue inside, the better. Because then when you're like too far inside, then you're working the kitchen, and that's not good either for an event promoter.
Yeah, I feel like Brent is just like walking around, like sitting at the bar and like chatting with people.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, if anyone works in that industry, holler at us, at Coming
Clean
Pod.
You probably won't, but yeah, you can.
At Coming Clean Pod, let us know the dynamics, you know, where in the bar, what's the best spot for, if you're working a party. That is interesting. Like, if you are working a party, like, do you want to be in the party and then you see what you're missing out on? Or do you want to just be, like, outside?
Well, I feel if you're working a party, you're also casing the joint to steal it.
Excuse me? Can you translate?
Like if I was a villain and I was working a party, that means I'm, like, watching the party, casing the joint, like, checking out everything before.
What are you stealing?
I don't know. What do you steal from a club? Booze?
Yeah, I was going to say, just booze in plastic cups.
Yeah, I'm going to see if they take my 2-for-1 discount cards.
Enough about them. I can't wait anymore. We've talked about Heidi. Now we got to talk about her better half. We are being graced by the presence of the God himself. He is here. He has arrived.
Mr. Showstopping, Mr. Reality.
It's Spencer Pratt. I don't know how long that
drop was. It started turning dark.
I know. Called Heavenly Choir, freesounds.com or something. Spencer is in our lives now. Finally, we've been waiting for him.
It happened so quickly.
And the guy knows how to make an entrance, like an entrance and an impression. Yeah, he's king fit, of reality.
He's fit for whatever role he wants to be in. Right. In the recent podcast that I listened to, he's like, I didn't come in trying to like be a bad guy, but if you want to come at me, I'm not going to back down.
Right. So just a comparison of the other sort of debutantes in terms of characters. Season 1 saw Audrina, Brian, and Jordan.
Yep.
All of whom were pretty terrible to begin with. Audrina pretty much through the whole first season, and we'll talk about how much I think she's improved this season, but Jordan had a slow start, Brian had a slow start. Like, compare the conversation in Brian and Audrina's date to Spencer and Heidi. It's like night and day. Like, Spencer actually had something to say.
Yeah, so energetic, so complimentary. Yeah. He knows how to go to his home court.
Right.
He's not ordering drinks he doesn't know. He loves a Patron margarita, and he loves Don Antonio's.
Yeah, so Yelp check open?
Still exists. Actually, it's like, I think it's like pretty famous. I don't know if it's from this show or not, but Yelp, still exists.
We're making a trip?
Area does not.
The club. Well, there goes half my plans for your bachelor party.
Well, yeah, every single thing is gone.
We'll go to Don Antonio's and then, yeah, that's it.
Hey, if the Spencer steak is still on the menu.
Did you look at the menu?
Nope, but I'm doing it now.
Right. Please confirm the menu. But yeah, so Spencer. So interesting dynamic here because there is a lot of, it's not really misinformation, but misunderstanding between Spencer, Heidi, and Audrina, and as an extension, Elsie, and shouts to Jen Bunny. Sup?
Making a return, yeah.
Yeah. So let's explain this dynamic. Spencer and Heidi dating. ish, undefined.
Seeing each other.
Sure.
Not official. They did not DTR.
They're just the other version of
they
that.
They just DTF.
Yeah. But also, freaking, okay. My beef with Elsie, I think her biggest problem, which is why her relationship with Steven crashed and burned, she uses the word love very liberally. It's like, oh, he loves you. It's like, no, he doesn't. Like, they just started dating. Like,
yeah.
Shut up. Like, you said I love you to Jason like 2 weeks in, too.
Which, trying to gather, because with Audrina and everything, have they been kind of dating for a couple months? Like, the summer?
Yeah, I
have
think
they
so. Been, yeah, through the summer.
At the same time, like, he's been hanging out with Audrina and Heidi at the same time for mm-hmm. the whole summer kind of thing? Or is it like Audrina's friends with Spencer?
Right.
I was trying to get that dynamic of the chicken or the egg.
Right. So this is sort of the glory that Spencer brings to the show that we didn't have before, is now we have a lot of confusion. So let's like map it out. So Spencer and Heidi, sort of, and for the people listening in audio.
Haven't seen each other enough.
Yeah, for the people listening in audio, I'm like trying to map it out with my hands so you won't see. Sam is sort of seeing it from the webcam. So Spencer and Heidi seeing each other. So they've gone on dates. They've boned.
Yes.
So there's something romantic there. Let's leave it at that. And then you have Audrina, who Spencer says to Heidi, it's friend vibes. Audrina agrees that it's friend vibes. But Heidi is pissed that Spencer and Audrina were hanging out, but she won't confront Audrina about it. So when Audrina tries to make the call and talk to her about it, Heidi won't return her calls. Heidi won't talk to her about it. So that's where we are at the daytime. So Spencer and Heidi go on their date at Don Antonio's. Next day, Spencer and Audrina hang out at Pinkberry. At Pinkberry, it seemed like they were just friends and hanging out as friends. So I was like, oh, so Spencer's telling the truth to Heidi that they're just, like, hanging out. Because, you know, Spencer, like, and Audrina seem to have an understanding. Yo, we're just hanging out as buddies. And I don't know why Heidi's mad about it. Right? So that's where we're at. And then we get to the party that Heidi's working. Spencer rolls up with Audrina.
After he already taken her again to Don Antonio's, possibly the day after.
Yep.
Which is his spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, on a possible date.
Right. But on the sort of one of the last scenes, and we're just going through the timeline of sort of the happenings between those three people. And we'll talk about the party in more depth in a sec. But Audrina was telling her coworker that, like, nothing, she feels nothing for Spencer at all, but she feels like he's, like, what's trying to come on to her that night at the party. So that's where we're at. Okay, now we can go back to the party.
But, so, and then Heidi, well, and also you gotta forget that Heidi's also talking to her friend Karen outside.
Right.
Kind of explaining her side, and then you're getting Karen being like, girls are shady, like all this stuff. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, do we do that? Like, you guys don't hype me up when I'm like freaking out. You're like, no, that's a dumb idea.
I don't know. I think it's more of an our friend group thing than I don't think we're the rule.
I think it like shouldn't happen in friend group because it's giving either false confidence or causing more drama. Now Karen is like amping up Heidi more and more.
Right.
And that's just going to cause more and more resentment towards Audrina when she could easily just go and talk to her. Now it's like more and more she doesn't want to talk to her at all.
Right. So my problem too is she was fine with confronting Spencer.
Yep.
Which, you know, why don't you do that with Audrina? I don't know what the dynamic is between, like, I don't know Girl Code as much. Shouts to Girl Code MTV. If you want us to be a part of that show, hit us up, even though we're not showing the best example of knowing about Girl Code here. But yeah, I don't know why she wouldn't just talk to Audrina and set the record straight, because then Spencer can now sort of have a correct judgment on Spencer, where if he's saying they're just friends and you're like, oh, they're aligned, but if he sees him sort of flirting with Audrina, then you're like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but it's also interesting where Audrina is now saying to her coworkers, oh, Spencer was trying to like grab on me,
right.
He's piggish, all that stuff. But then we get her running up to Spencer and being like, let's go dance.
Yeah, I think that was, she was just drunk at that time and in petty mode.
Yeah, so it depends like kind of how it goes down. I mean, also editing, whatever. Right. It's a TV show, so we don't really know. But just from what we see, it seems like maybe Audrina is adjusting the truth of what she's saying.
True, possibly, yes. I was taking it at face value, and again, I'm getting worked in, I'm working myself into a shoot, brother. shout out to Hulk Hogan. No, not shout out to Hulk Hogan. Shout out to you guys, praise. Hulk Hogan. But yeah, so, yeah, I don't know whose side I'm on. Everyone has had their faults, at least for the three of them. I'm not hashtag team Heidi, Spencer, or Audrina just yet.
Yeah, it's you don't want to make a rash decision too quickly, because right now it's like Spencer, if this was like the Big Brother house, right? If mm-hmm. this was a game show, mm-hmm. Spencer is artfully manipulating, potentially manipulating these two people.
Right, because he's like
he's feeding lines to one.
Yeah.
Yes, and he's like feeding lines to both and playing both sides.
Right. Again, it's another... I mean, this is a pattern now for all these shows, because it was true with Kristen, Elsie, and Steven. It was true with Jessica, Alex M., and Jason. It was true with Alex, Juliet, and all these guys. The guy is clearly the bad guy, and it's the two women who are fighting.
Yeah.
It's a recurring theme. I think that's one of the favorite literary devices that MTV likes to use.
Yeah, it's a simple thing. I feel like it's played out. Like, we need to see more women empowerment where these two women join together. It needs to be like that Carrie Underwood song.
Before he cheats?
Yeah, before he cheats. And we need to see more of that, MTV. This is 2017, well, even though this was made back in 2007.
No, I think we should write our own show and then pitch it.
And they'll be like, this is terrible. You guys got through maybe 10 minutes of screen time.
Hey, we're just making room for a lot of ads.
You were always working on that screenplay about your life.
Oh, true.
Or was it My Life? I forget which one.
No, it was My Life.
Oh, Your Life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a really long screenplay. I've been writing that since high school. I got like 15 seasons worth. more to come. I will have a live reading at a future episode of the Going Clean podcast.
It'll be so amazing.
It'll be 15 hours long.
If we get $10,000 on Patreon, we will read an excerpt from Marty's screenplay.
If we get, what'd you say, 15,000? 10,000.
10,000.
If we did 10,000 on Patreon, I would actually sit down and write 15 seasons worth of screenplay, probably.
Well, we got to offer something.
Yeah, that's the new price. Just torture Marty. You have to take like 20 days off of work.
Hey, next thing we know, we're winning a podcast award. We're winning Streamies.
True.
And we're $10,000 richer.
If anyone in the, you know, with clout in the podcasting world is hearing about us, you know, give us a shout out too, and we'll return the favor regardless of our reach, which
you're
is not that far
off track here.
Oh yeah, true. Okay, so anything else with Spencer the God happening here?
I just like to say that from looking at his Snapchat, Spencer is very into hummingbirds. And hummingbirds are a very interesting totem. It's not commonly known that the wings of a hummingbird symbolize infinity.
Are you giving hummingbird facts right now?
Yeah, I just looked them up. And they're symbolizing of eternity, continuing infinity. And it's very interesting that now Spencer is Snapchatting hummingbirds. And if you watch in the scenes after Spencer and Heidi go up to their room, there's a hummingbird right after. So pretty interesting little tidbit right there.
You're going to have to send him a GIF.
Yeah, I'm going to have to either like screenshot a bunch of stuff.
But. Yeah. Are there other interesting fact about hummingbirds? They don't sing. How about that?
Whoa, nice.
Kind of like calling an eggplant an eggplant. Has no eggs.
It's an aubergine. Aubergine?
Aubergine, yeah. So, okay, Spencer, great start. Amped up. Really looking forward to more of him. I think he already took over the show.
Yeah, he's created the drama meter. And it's going to be interesting looking back on it now and how we have outlook everything of seeing him.
Yeah.
Because we probably have a general perception of at the time he was like seen as like the big bad guy.
Right.
Crazy doing all this stuff. And now it's going to be funny to look back now where we're like, this guy was ahead of his time.
Yeah. True. True. Yeah. I don't know how that'll affect our commentary. We're going to have to, you know, kayfabe it up for sure. Because we don't want, yeah, we have an.
He's like base god. We don't want to offend him. We don't want to get cursed by him.
True. He just bought 27.
Spencer the god. Yeah, Spencer the god. Don't curse us.
Yeah, and he also just bought like $27,000 worth of crystals for his baby.
Yeah, he's making probably like a ray gun or something.
But also, he owns like a crystal shop. Can't he just take stuff from the back?
Well, you got to buy the merchandise, man.
True. All right. So moving on. Talking about some of the smaller things that we didn't talk about just yet. Brody Jenner sighting, first one.
Classic.
Shouts to you, bromance.
Hey, what's a bromance?
Our next podcast.
And also, we had a Dave Navarro sighting.
I didn't notice that.
He was, when they were showing, like, kind of doing like, the highlights of, like, people going in.
Yeah.
He was, like, talking to somebody.
Oh. Red carpet and repeat.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Shout outs to Dave Navarro. That guy is really killing it for a long time.
Yeah. He had that singing show where he was a judge, rock star.
This is around the same time that he, started doing rock star, Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
Went on to start doing Ink Master.
Right.
Hey, classic.
Guys got respect the hustle. Right. Anything else from this episode that we have missed?
I think we
covered it.
Yeah, I think we did pretty good.
All right. So, you know, big episode, a lot has been set up for the rest of the season. Again, just sort of very excited that Spencer's around now because now the drama meter, I think it doesn't go below 10 at this point. Now that Spencer's in the building.
I wish he could be in every scene.
He probably will eventually. But yeah, shouts to Spencer. Taking over the show real early. And we might be giving him an award after a message from our ace podcast partner, the L Dude Brothers. This is a podcast about all things Peep Show with a British and U.S. perspective. Join Sean and Laura each week for humor, analysis, and Peep Show ponderings. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes, or find them at Ace Podcast, our home, at acepodcast.com/LEL-dude-brothers. Links will be in the description. All right. We talked about Spencer a lot, and spoiler alert, he's getting this award from me. Clap your
hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
There is no other challenger for me for MVP, at least in my opinion, so mine's going to Spencer.
You like the Bad Boys?
Sure do. I mean, just the guy walks in and changes the game.
Charisma.
It's like when LeBron started in 2003 and like who is this guy? I mean, there was a lot of hype, but it was like, this guy's just out of high school. He's not going to do anything. And then, you know, changes the fate of an entire city. So yeah, I am calling Spencer Pratt the LeBron of reality shows. Hot take of the day.
Respect.
Who are you giving your MVP to?
I'm giving it to Lisa Love.
Whoa! Interesting.
The editor of The Cench.
Reasons.
I just think she kept it too real. she really brought Elsie down to Earth, like past Earth, because I think Elsie was already at like the lowest.
Drag her. Drag her.
Brought her down. But I think Elsie needed that fire from Lisa to really, you know, get back out there.
Yeah. You know, you're freaking 20. Focus on your career. You got a big future ahead of you. The boys will come. It's a phrasing. The boys will come. boys will be there. William Tell's just about 7 or 8 years out. It'll be fine.
You just gotta get through Brody.
Yeah. Ooh, can't wait. All right. And now let's flip that over and open up the toilet seat.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, you did something wrong, all right. Sam, who are you throwing into the jabron zone?
Not for any particular reason.
Uh-oh.
I am going to throw Elsie into the jabron zone.
Oof. She closed off last season in the jabron zone.
Jabroni!
And she is opening up this season in the jabron zone. And you know what?
Just when somebody's on the ground, you might as well just keep kicking them. I don't know.
I actually agree.
Jabroni!
Particularly because of the reason I mentioned earlier, where I think the biggest reason for her relationship with Jason in particular has failed is she dives into the deep end, you know? I can't blame her, you know?
She can't be single. She can't handle being single.
Right.
If you can't believe in yourself and can't be with yourself, you can't open your heart to somebody else. And more, you know.
As Justin Bieber says, love yourself. Out of context, but it's an actual quote. she did that, and then she set up Heidi for failure by mentioning the L word to her, and you know, everyone involved took the L. Different kind of L.
L's.
Sorry, Elsie, you know, better luck next time, I guess. But again, this is Spencer's show. So, any final thoughts on episode 1? Good start.
Yeah, great episode. Really went into it. I feel like last season's episode wasn't like first season episode 1 was like okay. It wasn't too exciting. But this one, it was quick-paced. And I think it's setting up for a lot of interesting dynamics going forward.
True. And you know, we've wrapped up the episode and now it's time to test your 2007 now knowledge.
I think you need to step in front of Justin and put the Dukes up, dude. I think you should come out here right here and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
It's trivia time. It's controversial. It's competitive. It's a game that is very close right now. I am leading by only 1 point, 16 to 15 after 10 rounds. Five rounds? Five rounds each. So 10 rounds total. And now we're in 2007. We fast forward about 6 months. Sam, are you ready for this? January 15th.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm loosening up my arm.
All right, here we go. It's going to be a lot of birthday questions because I just pretty much went to famousbirthdays.com. And then found facts about people with birthdays that day. All right, ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Chelsea Football Club may have been coming off a championship season, but reports of unrest and mistrust were brewing between their owner, Roman Abramovich, and their special manager. Who is this manager?
Was it your boy?
My boy.
Oh, what's his name?
He's the special one, and I don't mean Spencer.
I have no idea.
Just give me any,
Ferguson. It's not Ferguson.
No. It's Jose Mourinho.
Dang! That was my second guess.
I was about to say, just say, a Spanish-sounding name.
Close enough.
Yeah. All right. 0-1 so far, but 4 more questions. Question number 2. I think this is going to be a treat. It would be a big year for this rapper as he'd release his 3rd album in November of 2007, as well as 2 successful songs with Lil Jon. But on this day, he was celebrating his 305th, his 26th birthday. Who's the birthday boy?
Is it Usher?
No!
Oh.
It's Mr. 305. Mr. Worldwide.
Pitbull?
You know, Pitbull's only 31.
Bananas.
Wait, hold on. Pitbull. Did I count wrong? Hold on.
Pitbull. Naya.
Or, he's not even 40. How old is Pitbull?
It's not even on the internet. He's timeless. He's timeless.
He's only 36. He was born in 81. I thought he was well into his 40s.
Yeah. Still doing it.
Shouts to
Pitbull.
And Jennifer Lopez is 48.
Wow.
Pitbull looks older than Jennifer Lopez. Oh, man. Yeah, Pitbull, shouts to Pitbull. If you want to record our new theme song, I'm sure he'll do it. You guys got some projects. Pitbull featuring Lil Uzi and Quavo, voiced by Nicolas Cage. It's just everyone who takes projects right now.
I mean, that's being a fire.
Produced by DJ Khaled. All right. So I thought you were going to get more of these right, but, we're about halfway there. Question 3. This former winner of America's Got Talent probably did not know her name yet on this day, as she would have only turned 3. Who is this? She's a singer.
Is it Grace Vanderwall or something? Vanderwall?
Hey, Grace Vanderwall, but not Pitbull.
Number 1 Grace Vanderwall fan.
I saw her
perform all her music.
Yeah, I saw her perform live at VidCon, and I was like, all right. Pretty good. I was like, respect. All right, let's keep moving. Question number 4. Actually, kind of topical recently, but we'll see if you can get it. 2 more sports questions coming at you, but starting with this one. This former college and NFL star was in hot water having to defend parts of his books, claiming they're fictional. I guess the stories didn't fit either. Oh well, now he's loose.
OJ the Juice Simpson.
Yep, it is him, and the juice is in fact loose. So if you live in the greater, wherever he is, I think they're taking bets on whether he'll go back to jail or not. I think.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't think he wants to go back.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go back.
Is OJ's? Is it OJ short for Orange Julius?
What?
Just kidding. I was wondering if OJ was short for Orange Julius, but it's a joke.
Oh.
Never mind.
That's a laugh track.
So dumb.
No, it's Orenthal James.
Yeah.
The more you know. All right, last question. Where's my drop? Here it is. The MLS was buzzing as the Los Angeles Galaxy signed this popular English footballer. David Beckham was the person they signed. From what team did they sign him from?
Was he in Italy at this time? He was,
It's a Spanish-sounding name.
Oh, AC Milan?
It's from Real Madrid.
Oh, okay.
So, two for five. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. You got Grace Van Der Waal.
I took the lead.
Yeah.
I took the lead.
Yeah, 1 point lead. We're just, like, inching our way 1 point at a time on this game. But, hey, you know, that's why we're here. But I got nothing else to say. So let's hit up the good people with some recommendations before we go.
I'm going to recommend, just recently had it, it's the Traveler Pumpkin. I forget what it's called, but it's their pumpkin-style beer for the fall from Ooh. Traveler. And most pumpkin beers don't really taste like have that pumpkin flavor what you're expecting from a pumpkin beer, but Traveler really does it. It's like almost like you're blending pumpkin pie into a beer.
Ooh.
It's really good. Really good spice. It has that standard like pumpkin pie flavor. And you can only really drink one, but it's a very good starter drink.
Ooh. Can you, is that like a New York thing, or can you get that anywhere?
I think you can get them anywhere.
All right, I'm gonna. Have to
I
look
think it's
that.
A, it's a what's gonna call it, Vermont.
Ooh,
maybe not.
Yes, maybe
Burlington, Vermont. Yep.
Oh, maybe House of Beers has it.
It's called Jacko Traveler.
Nice. Links in the description, and I am going to recommend, if my thing loads. What do I want to recommend this week? What do I want people to watch? Oh, well, my recommendation was Sam's recommendation on Netflix, American Vandal. That is...
amazing show.
I did not expect much, but probably going to go on my Tinder profile as favorite TV shows, American Vandal. Swipe up.
Yeah. It's a great show. It actually, like, it's funny, but then it also is, like, gets serious, too, and is actually a good play on things in our society, so.
If you like,
check it out.
If you like Serial, Making a Murderer, and The Jinx and stuff like that, but also, you know, are sick of being, like, too serious and too much in the weeds of, like, real crimes, this is a nice little,
mockumentary.
Yeah, what do they call those? Like, the...
aperitif.
There you go. I was going to say like a Jägermeister. an aperitif. So, yeah.
Which is what only that's the only drink that people can have at my wedding.
What? I'm going to drive the Red Bull car in it and I'll be like, it's lit.
Everybody's just like super wired.
Yeah.
Heart's beating everywhere.
All right, this week is our last until Siesta Key comes back of twice a week. So we'll see you next Friday. So while you wait, you can talk to us. Sam, how do they do that?
Yeah, come chat on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coming Clean Pod. You can check out our website, which I think we have stuff up on there, but hopefully it's still running, at www.comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us and get us to that $10,000 on patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Send us emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com and tell us how much you love us. But know how you can truly tell us how much you love us, or if you hate us, we'll still take any kind of review.
We'll be sad if it's the latter.
Yeah.
We'll like text about it and be like, no, don't.
If you want to end our careers... subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about it.
Yeah, leave a comment that really helps, or a review for that matter. And it really helps confirm ComingCleanPod.xyz still exists and is up and running. I should probably update it if I remember the password. And, you know, just... keep doing what you're doing. We flew past 25,000 downloads, which is awesome. So we're cruising towards 30,000 now, and we couldn't have done it without the good people. So thank you for that. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Cali Get Down. Always remember, Sam, till next Friday, what do the good people have to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.